This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Some oil refiners are simply walking away from their renewable fuel obligations after the EPA announced plans to delay this year's and last year's biofuel blending requirements. The ethanol industry says no one knows from one day to the next what the national requirement is to blend renewable fuel.
What we're seeing on the East Coast is you got a couple of refiners out there who have just said, look, we're not taking any action to comply with the RFS.
Renewable Fuels Association Chief Jeff Cooper talks about the refiner's stance after the EPA's latest indefinite delays.
We're not buying any more RINs. We're not blending physical volumes of renewable fuels. We're just, throwing our hands up and walking away from renewable fuels because there is no predictability. There's no certainty with EPA's enforcement of the RFS.
Cooper's disappointed that President Biden decided to release 50 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which is just a three-day national supply.
We have been arguing for weeks now, as gas prices have been rising at the pump, that the fastest and most efficient way to reduce gas prices for consumers is to allow more ethanol into the blend.
Cooper said the White House should rely on the nation's biofuels reserves rather than the petroleum reserve.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.